This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kenneth Ackerman, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, middle initial R, last name A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N, date of birth 02/27/1962, date of appointment May 5th, 2026. Requesting physician Artero Miranda Jelpi, ArteroMirandaGelpimd. Dear Dr. Jelpi, I have the pleasure of seeing Kenneth Ackerman today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was in the St. Mary's Hospital on May 1st, 2026 due to the left hand thumb was weak. He could not grasp the things. There was no numbness, no pain, no neck pain. No problem in the legs. MRI of the brain done, which shows tiny 5 mm recent infarction in the right paracentral, right precentral gyrus. MRI of the C spine also done, which shows multi-level degenerative changes. Especially high-grade foraminal stenosis in the right C3, C4 and left C4, C5, C5, C6, C6 levels. Echocardiogram done, which shows ejection fraction 65%. Carotid ultrasound shows less than 50% bilateral proximal internal carotid artery stenosis. Now today he is here for follow-up. He is back to baseline. He does not have any weakness. Past medical history, DVT, pulmonary embolism, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, past surgical history. None allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, amlodipine, atorvastatin, Eliquis, 5 milligram 2 times daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink beer 2 times per week. He is a video technician, work in concert, he is single, lives alone. Family history, mother deceased with cancer, father deceased with heart problem, 2 sisters, 1 brother deceased with PDVT. A review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having high blood pressure, cholesterol problem and weakness of the left thumb. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, salt, bowels on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, 5 mm infarct in the right precentral gyrus. Next paragraph. As patient is back to baseline, he does not require any physical therapy. Continue the Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily and atorvastatin 40 mg daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.